Estimates are more than 80% of homes built before 1978 contain lead paint. And industrial hygienist Julie Calloway says it might be anywhere.
We look at floors, walls, ceilings. We hit all of those, and then we look at extra components. Items such as casings in the windows, there's door casings. So we look for all painted surfaces and even anodized metals, something like the ceiling grid, the metal grid.
Calloway is with BDN Industrial Hygiene Consultants in Portage, Michigan. She says the problem is many people don't know they have lead paint in their homes until it's too late and their children have been poisoned. So most public health initiatives focus on educating parents about preventing lead poisoning. But now, one state is suing lead paint manufacturers, claiming the companies knew the dangers of lead as early as 1904, but continued to promote and profit from its use. Both the Rhode Island Attorney General's office and the lawyers who will try the case for the state declined to comment now that the suit has been filed in Rhode Island Superior Court. The 10-count lawsuit seeks damages to cover medical expenses of lead-poisoned children, as well as cleanup costs for lead abatement in homes and other buildings. But an attorney for one of the paint companies says the case won't get far. Tim Hardy represents NL Industries, one of eight paint manufacturers named in the lawsuit.
These defendants have acted very responsibly over the years in terms of research and working with public health authorities and spreading the word about potential hazards of lead as they've been discovered. And we believe the facts demonstrate the absence of liability on behalf of these companies.
Hardy adds the industry voluntarily lowered the concentration of lead in paint from 80% in the early part of the century to 1% in the 1950s. And he says the paint company supported the federally mandated ban on lead in the 70s. But just the threat of lawsuits targeting entire industries has some people wondering what might be next.
Certainly, industry and business groups are very concerned that this litigation does represent a slippery slope.
Peter Jacobson teaches the law curriculum at the University of Michigan's School of Public Health.
The next targets could be the alcohol industry. Some have argued that the dairy industry is vulnerable because of the high fat content in dairy products. We've already seen the litigation expanded to firearms and the firearms industry.
Rhode Island's lawsuit comes more than 20 years after the federal government banned lead in paint. Many people think the litigation was spurred by the recent $240 billion multi-state tobacco settlement. In fact, some of the same lawyers who battled the tobacco companies are now going after the makers of lead paint. And there have been reports that as many as a dozen other states might jump into similar litigation. But Peter Jacobson warns that lead paint manufacturers and other industries might prove to be more difficult targets than the tobacco industry.
There was a very strong moral case against the tobacco industry because it intentionally deceived the public about the direct harms from its products, about the addictiveness of its products, and about what they knew. You don't have that in other industries.
Jacobson adds part of the motivation for the tobacco litigation was to change public health policy. But he says that's not the case with lead, since the federal government banned its use in 1978. Industrial hygienist Julie Calloway says there may be another stumbling block in the way of the lead paint lawsuit. That is, there are other sources of lead exposure. She says lead pipes can contaminate drinking water, and years of leaded gasoline emissions have contaminated much of the soil near roadways. But whether or not Rhode Island is successful, Calloway says the litigation may encourage people to be more careful.
If they can show children being exposed, adults being exposed, once it's happened to someone just like you, you're a little better apt at listening and heeding the next time, heeding that advice.
Attorneys for the lead paint companies will file a response to the lawsuit in January, but from there it's unclear if or when the case might go to trial. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Wendy Nelson.